हरे कृष्णा। टू ओवरकम डिजायर्स आउटग्रो देम। सपोज चिल्ड्रन आर प्लेइंग से मेकिंग सम सैंड कैसल्स ऑन अ सी कोस्ट और सम अदर गेम लाइक दैट। इफ द पेरेंट्स टेल देम ओ कम होम स्टडी, इट इज टाइम फॉर यू टू स्टडी, द चिल्ड्रन मे बी रिजेंटफुल बिकॉज दे थिंक ऑफ हैप्पीनेस इन टर्म्स ऑफ प्लेइंग, एंजॉयमेंट in playing, and they think of study as a burdensome duty. And if they find that their parents are no longer watching, then they might just at the first opportunity sneak away and resume playing. So the parents need to bring them back repeatedly, but eventually the children have to grow up and recognize the importance of studying and understand how studying is going to provide them a bright future. And then, with an understanding of the bright future that awaits them, they can move forwards enthusiastically and experience the joy of studying. So, joy in studying, even if they don't experience joy in studying constantly, but by knowing that they are going to have a bright future, they will take up the responsibility of studying. Similarly, when we practice spiritual life, we come from a material background with material conditionings wherein we define happiness in terms of, in material terms, in terms of sensual pleasure or worldly gratification. So then when we have to practice spiritual life, the disciplines of spiritual life, where we focus our consciousness on Krishna and where we avoid material enjoyment, then we may feel resentful. We may feel, oh, I am missing happiness. And at that time when we have to battle desires, we feel, how long can I keep battling like this? And at the first opportunity, we will see that our consciousness will sneak away and resume material enjoyment, at least mentally, and even physically if the opportunity presents itself. So that means that if we keep battling desires while battling worldly desires while conceiving happiness in worldly terms, then we will set ourselves up for a losing battle. We will sooner or later relapse into worldly pleasures. So just as children, when they grow up, they outgrow the desire to spend all their day in playing. Similarly, when we grow, we need to grow spiritually. To truly overcome desires, we have to outgrow them. So, outgrow them means we grow spiritually, we grow in our spiritual realization, and thus we understand our spiritual identity and understand that far greater happiness awaits us at the spiritual level in our loving relationship with Krishna. And as we, through the practice of Bhakti Yoga, direct our consciousness towards Krishna, we will access more and more of this happiness. So as we grow spiritually, our conception of happiness changes, it expands. And that by such growth in our consciousness, growth in our spirituality, then just as children are able to stop obsessing with play when they grow up, similarly, we can stop obsessing with worldly, with sensual pleasure when we grow spiritually. And that's what Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita in 5.21 when he states, Bahya sparsheshva saktatma vindatyatmani yat sukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. So he says, Bahya sparsheshva asaktatma. Bahya sparsha, external contact. Asaktatma, one who is detached. Vindatyatmani yat sukham, one who gets happiness within, one focuses within, then what happens? The Brahma Yoga Yuktatma, the soul who is in this way connected with Brahman, connected with spiritual reality, Sukham Akshayam Ashnute, that soul experiences Akshaya, unlimited happiness. So that is what happens when we become, when we turn inwards, we become detached from outward pleasure and relish unlimited happiness within. That opportunity is there for all of us. If we turn towards Krishna enthusiastically and we grow spiritually. So rather than battling with desires while conceiving happiness in terms of those very desires, we need to practice bhakti diligently. And by practice bhakti diligently, we will grow spiritually. So rather than focusing on trying to give up desire, we can focus on growing spiritually. We don't focus on battling with desire, we focus on our spiritual growth. And as we grow spiritually through diligent bhakti practice, our consciousness will expand and we will be able to overcome desires. Thank you. Hare Krishna.